At South Topsail Elementary School in Pender County, a class of fourth grade students wrote about the Titanic tragedy. Using proper grammar, structure, and plenty of detail, students had to support their arguments on whether or not the tragedy could have been avoided. Principal Anna Maria Romero-Lair observed the class. She told a group of lawmakers yesterday that the teacher came up with the assignment so students could analyze literature while still learning about historical events.
She integrated both of these into a writing lesson that was probably harder than students in the past had to complete in the same grade level. This is an example of the Common Core standards in action.
Common Core has been implemented in 45 states. The idea behind it is to create goals and rigorous tests that look the same across the country. Like other educators, Principal Romero-Lair says she supports the concept of Common Core, but she says teachers need to be better prepared and the changes have been happening too quickly. Erin Doyle is an instructional coach at Guilford County Schools.
It's been a very tough transition for some of our teachers in terms of a different way of teaching and learning for the students, and I think that is where a lot of this nervousness is coming from. It's different.
Doyle was a tad more diplomatic about her concerns than Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest.
A one-size-fits-all approach to the educational standards is just plain un-American and just plain won't work in our diverse country.
Many critics of Common Core argue that it takes control away from the state, that it makes it hard to hold any agency or person accountable. That's why Forrest is urging the General Assembly to reconvene a commission that would review and judge each and every standard.
Let us take what is good and keep it. Let us take what is bad and eliminate it. Let us take what needs to be improved and fix it.
According to State Superintendent June Atkinson, North Carolina does have that freedom to make changes. Last year, for example, lawmakers brought back cursive handwriting.
I've never seen a standard that was perfect, never in my life, and I don't think we ever will. But we should not throw away the great work that the teachers and our principals and the Department of Public Instruction and our business community have done.
Plus, too many changes could hurt students, according to Atkinson. She says North Carolina standards, the way they are now, are aligned to big national tests like the SAT or the ACT. North Carolina isn't the only state having second thoughts about Common Core. Terry Stoops is an education policy analyst at the John Locke Foundation. He says Arizona threw out the name Common Core, and Iowa changed it to Iowa Core.
Florida, God help them, renamed their standards the Next Generation Sunshine State Standards. Try to say that three times fast. In my mind, these are not serious attempts to actually engage the issue. This is a rebranding effort.
Stoops agrees with other critics that there needs to be more study. Behind the experts, though, away from the microphones and big PowerPoint presentations, sat a crowd of parents, community members, and spectators, most of whom oppose Common Core. Among them was Jennifer Strickland from Goldsboro.
Having watched my children going through the school system, I have been very upset with the Common Core curriculum that is coming into their daily classroom.
Strickland has four children, with the youngest in kindergarten and the oldest in fourth grade. Since Common Core was implemented in 2012, she says she's seen big changes in her oldest son, who's dyslexic.
My child comes home, and before he starts his homework, he begins to cry. This is a very bright child that, as a kindergartner, anyone that met him thought he was very, very intelligent. And then as he entered the school system and he was required to do things that were not developmentally appropriate for him, he began to fall behind.
Strickland says her other children are also being given Common Core material that she thinks is not grade appropriate. She and others will soon be able to share those thoughts with lawmakers. This legislative committee is holding another meeting next month that will be open to public comment. Rima Grace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.